Okay, let's. Bez Hashem, B'li Neder, let's finish us together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Avimoy, Harav David Siben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Tzadi Beis. We are up to the words of Echein Amar Rava on the fourth line of Tzadi Beis Amid Alf. The Gemara had just presented a fascinating dispute between Chizkia and Rav Yochanan, and now the Gemara is going to say the same Achlokas Chizkia and Rav Yochanan is the same Achlokas Abaya and Rava. Very interesting. Same Achlokas. What's the issue? If I carry a box filled with fruit and I place it down halfway in Rosh Hashayachid and halfway in Rosh Hasharabim. So some of the fruit, let's say it's very small mustard seeds. So there are some full mustard seeds totally in Rosh Hasharabim, but they're in a vessel, part of which the vessel is still in Rosh Hashayachid. So the question is that called, is that considered as if I placed all those mustard seeds in the Rosh Hasharabim or not? The question is whether or not Eged Kli, whether or not the fact that they're all in one Kli, does that unite them? So the Gemara is now going to say, V'chein Amar Rava, Rava agrees to Chizkia, who said what? Lo Shanu, Ella B'kuba Malaya Kishuan V'diluin. When does the rule in the Mishnah apply that it's not considered a violation of Shabbos? That's if you have very long vegetables in there, like zucchini or gourds or cucumbers. They're very long, so when you place them down, they're not fully outside yet. Aval malei chardal, but if it's filled with mustard seeds, which means some of the seeds are fully out already, chayev. Alma kasavar eged kli lo shme eged. So Rava agrees to Chizkia, and that the vessel does not unite them, and therefore you don't violate Shabbos. I'm sorry, and therefore you do violate Shabbos. Alma kasavar kli lo shme eged. Abaye Omar afilu malei chardal. Abaye says no, that the law that you do not violate Shabbos applies even if it's filled with mustard seeds. Potter, afil malei chardal potter, alma kasavar eged kli shme eged, because the vessel unites them; it becomes like one large object. And then the Gemara says something really interesting: v'kam abaye b'shitzei the rava, v'kam rava b'shitzei the abaye. And what happened is that later on in life, Abaye changed his mind and agreed to Rava, and Rava changed his mind and agreed to Abaye. Fascinating. It says the Gemara, V'rami da Abaye da Abaye. And then the Gemara asks a contradiction within Abaye. If you look at Tosis, the second Tosis on the page, he says that the Gemara obviously knew that this contradiction, you can't just answer, oh, this was before Abaye changed his mind, this is after Abaye changed his mind. The Gemara knew that this contradiction happened even after Abaye changed his mind. V'rami d'abaye ad'abaye. V'rami d'rava ad'rava. We have a contradiction from Abaye, and Abaye contradiction from Rava on Rava. D'itmar. So we stayed in the base manager as follows. Hamotzi peros l'rishus harabim. If a person carries fruit on Shabbos from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, Abaye Omar biyad, if you carry them by hand, chayav, even if your body is still in Rosh Hashayachid, but your hand is extended over into the Rosh Hasharabim, Abaye says you're chayav. Bikli, but if you took it out in a vessel, let's say you're holding on to a handle of a pot in Rosh Hashayachid, but the pot itself is full of food in the Rosh Hasharabim, potter. Then you're going to be exempt. The Rava, my Rava says the opposite. Biyad, putter. If you're holding in your hand, you're putter. Why? Because your body is still in the Rosh Hashayachid, just your hand is out there to the Rabbin. But Bekli, if it's in a vessel, Chayev, because some of the stuff in the vessel is totally outside. So you see here, Abaye and Rava have their original opinions. So the Gemara answers, Epuch, you're right. Switch around these two shitas, and really, Abaye is the one who says that biyad is pater and bekli is chayev.
matching up with his shita for when he changed his mind. And Rav is the one who says Bakli is pater. Asks the Gemara, how could anyone say Biyad Chayev? It's unbelievable. You're standing in your house, you pick something up, you go to the front door of your house, and you just stick your hand outside the door. You're still standing inside your house. You stick your hand outside the door, and you're Chayev, even though you're standing in your house. Ask the Gemara, how in the world could that be? Biyad Chayev Atnan. It's against the very first Mishnah in Shabbos. What did the first Mishnah say? Pashat Balabayis is Yodo Lachutz. A guy sticks his hand out, the Balabayis sticks his hand out outside, V'nata L'ani Mitocha, and the Ani takes something from your outstretched hand. He takes the piece of bread. Oshanasan L'socha V'hichnis, or you stick your basket out, and the Ani puts something in your basket and you bring it in. Shnei and Peturin, you're both exempt because you did the Akira, he did the Hanacha. Wait a second. But if you tell me if I just stick my hand out, I'm Chayev right away, why am I Pater? And the Gemara, Hasam Lamala Mishlosha, Hacha Lamata Mishlosha. Now the difference is like this. If you stick your hand out above three Tvachim, then for sure you're exempt because you didn't do a Hanacha in the Rosh Hashanah, in the Rosh Hashanah. However, if you stick your hand out below three tefachim, so it's considered to be lovered to the ground. It's like you made a hanocha on the ground. Anything within three tefachim is considered to be lovered to the ground. Ah, so if it's lovered to the ground, it's as if you made a hanocha in the Rishus HaRabim. If your hand was in three tefachim of the ground, and therefore you'd be chayav. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Hamotzi bein b'yamino Bain Bismolo, Besoch Cheko, O Al Ksefav Chayev, Shekain Masa B'nei Kahas. What a Daf Yomi coincidence! Today's Parsha! Mamish, today's Parsha! Unbelievable! Ulu B'nei Kahas Lo Nasan, Ki Avod HaZakana Bakasef Yiso. The people of Kahas, they carried on the shoulders. Mamish, this morning's, in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't this morning's Kriyas though, but in Chutz La'aretz, the first Parsha we read in so long. So, this Mishnah is teaching us that you're only chayv on Shabbos for carrying something in the normal way. So what's good? You can carry in your right hand, your left hand. I guess in the football, you carry the football in your right hand or carry it in your left hand. Either way, when they're coming to attack you on the right, you switch the football to the left. It's considered to be normal. You can carry in your right hand, your left hand. It's normal. Beso cheko, like in your pocket, right? I'm going to carry something over here in my pocket. See that? Carry my pocket. It's normal. That's why you have a pocket there. So cheko. O al ksefav, carrying on your shoulder. It's a normal way to carry things. People carry on the shoulder. Chayv, how do I know carrying on the shoulder is chayv? Shekin masa b'nei kos. This morning's parasha. Mamish, what a dafyomi coincidence. Kila achar yoda. However, if you carry something on the back of your hand, biraglo, carry something with your foot, befiv, in your mouth, meaning a non-food item. Food in your mouth is normal. But if it's a non-food item in your mouth, uvamar peko, your underarm, ba'ozno, carry something on your ear, uvasaro, in your hair, bepundaso, in your belt, upia lamato, with the opening of your belt is facing downwards, which is very insecure. People don't do that. Bein pundaso lechaluko, between your belt and your shirt, uvasfas chaluko, in the hem on the bottom of your coat or your garment. All these things, it's not a safe place to put things, so people don't normally carry in that way. B'min'alo, b'sandalo, you're carrying something on your shoe somehow. Pater, why? Shalai ha'itzi k'derech ha'motzi'in. Because that's not a normal way to carry something. Amar Rabbi Lazar says, the Gemara ha'motzi masui Lamala Masar Tvachim Chayov Shekin Masa B'nei Kahas. Says the Gemara something interesting. If I carry something in a Rosh Hashanah, let's say I carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah or within a Rosh Hashanah, but the whole time I'm carrying it, it's over 10 Tvachim. Now, usually we assume over 10 Tvachim, that's not a Rosh Hashanah anymore, right? Rosh Hashanah only goes up 10 Tvachim. So I walked outside and I stopped in the Rosh Hashanah. You're chayev, even though the object is above 10 tefachim. Why is that so? Because my body is touching the ground and my body is below 10 tefachim. But the object is above. So Blaz the Motzi Masl Mama Yasar Mitfachim Chayav Shekein Masa B'nei Kahas, because we know, and the Gemara is going to prove now, that the people of Kahas, when they carried the Aron, etc., and the other stuff that we read in this morning's Parsha, Shekein Masa B'nei Kahas was higher than 10 Tfachim. Umasa B'nei Kahas Minolan. How do you know that the people of Kahas carried stuff above 10 Tfachim? So the Gemara has a little bit of a complex proof. Tichsev. Alam Mishkan v'alam Mizbeach Saviv. So the curtains surrounded the Mishkan and the Mizbeach. So we see Mishkan and Mizbeach are compared. Makish Mizbeach l'Mishkan. We compare the Mizbeach to the Mishkan. Ma Mishkan Eser Amos, just like the Mishkan was 10 Amos tall, Af Mizbeach Eser Amos. So too the Mizbeach was 10 Amos tall, which is 60 Tfachim. We assume it's about 6 Tefachim in an Amos. Umishkan gufe minolan. How do you know the Mishkan itself was 10 amos? Dechsev, eser amos, orach hakoresh. The beams were 10 amos tall. Dechsev, vayifros es ola mishkan. It says, and he spread the cover onto the Mishkan of Amarav, Moshe Rabbeinu, piraso. Moshe Rabbeinu spread the cover onto the Mishkan. Mikanat alomed govan shel levim. Eser Amos. Must be, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos tall, that's pretty large. 10 Amos tall, that's like 15 feet tall. So Moshe Rabbeinu was 15 feet tall. They would have drafted him in the first round. Eser Amos, he's Levim Eser Amos. Ugemir, and must be that all the Levim, were 10 Amos tall. Why do you assume that just because Moshe was that way? So we assume that all the Levim had to do this service. They all had to be that tall. Now, how do you know the Mizbeach was above 10 Tfachim? Ugemire, we have a Mesorah, we assume, the Chaltuna de Midle Bemotos, any burden that's carried with poles, tilsim el elu trei tilsim el tachas. One third will be above the pole, and two thirds will be below the pole. Ishtakach tavim midle tuva. Now, so they're carrying the mizbeach. The mizbeach was 10 amos. So 3 1/3 amos will be above the shoulders of Moshe Rabbeinu and Levim, and 6 2/3 would be below. So 6 2/3 amos leaves 3 1/3 amos of airspace. 3 1/3 amos is 3 amos would be 18 tfachim plus another 2. So it's 20 tfachim off the ground. So you see in the Mishkan, they were carrying the aro, the Mizbeach, they were carrying it 20 tfachim off the ground. So you see, even though it was more than 10 tfachim off the ground, you see that you're chayav. That's one proof. The Ibais Ema, and maybe you want to tell me that no, only Moshe Rabbeinu was that tall, but a regular Levi was nowhere near that tall. No, I could still have you arrive from somewhere else. Mi Aron, I could prove it from the carrying of the Aron for the B'nai Kahas. The Amar Mar, because Mar said, Aron Tisha, the Kapores Tevach Harikana Sara. The Aron, it says in the Chumash, it was a tefach, an amma and a half. Amma v'chetzi rachbo, v'amma v'chetzi komaso. That's 9 tefachim, plus the kaporas is 10. Ugemirei d'choltuna d'midle b'motos, anything you're carrying with beams, t'lis tilsa mila'el, u'trei tilsa mila'ra, it's 1/3 above the beams, and 2/3 below. So let's say your average Levi, even if he was, let's say, 3 amos tall, which is, no, not 3 amos. It would be a little higher than 10 tfachim, again, because if you assume the Aron was 10 tfachim, so 1/3 would be above the Levi, and let's say 6 2/3 tefachim would be below the shoulder of the levy. And we assume at this point that the average levy was how tall? The levium were 7 amos. That's the assumption. 7 amos, which is 42 tefachim. So, if you do the math, it's still above 10 tefachim. Says the Gemara, the Ligmar mi Moshe. Why do we have to learn from the Aaron? Why don't we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? Why don't I assume that everybody was that tall? Answer the Gemara, no, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was taller than everybody else. Why? Dilma Moshe shiny. The Amar Mar, because Rabbi Yochanan says in Mesach Nadarim, Ein Hashchina Shore El Al Chacham Gibor V'Ashir U'Bal Koma. A Chacham, meaning the Shechina could only go on to be a Navi. You had to be wise. Okay, that I get. Gibor. Wow. To be a Navi, you had to be strong. Ashir. You had to be rich to be a Navi. Ubal Koma. Literally, Bal Koma means tall. So maybe it was just Moshe, but the other Levim were not like that. Now the question is, why is that so? That Hashem is only, in order to be a Navi, let's say you're short, what? We're discriminating against short people here. Short person can't be a Navi. Or you're not strong, you're a weakling. Why do you have to be strong to be a Navi?
Rabbi, what about Yaakov Avinu by the Sula Mutzavarza, Rosh Hashanah Shemayim? He saw an image of Hashem, he had Nevuah, and there we know he was poor as anything. Eliphaz took all
his
money.
He was poor. What was that? Uh-huh. Was that before that, or was that after that? Eliphaz took his money then? Yeah, it was before that? Uh-huh, okay. Okay, interesting kasha. Interesting kasha, he didn't have money. Maybe he had it, but he had rights to money. I don't know. Interesting question. Anyway, why is this important? So the Marsha writes that these are the things that people consider to be important. And if the Navi is a Shliach of Hashem, he shouldn't be less important than who people consider to be important. So says the Marsha. The Maharal says a little bit differently. The Maharal says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Mashra his Shechina on something complete. On something whole. So in order for the Navi to be somebody complete, somebody whole, he has to be like a strong and tall and complete person. Because in order to be besimcha all the time with the Shechina, you have to be somebody who's complete. The Ben Yoyada says that it's because to be a Navi, you have to be humble. Hashem is only Mashiach Shechina, somebody humble. Now, if you don't have anything to brag about, then you can't be humble. In other words, if you don't have anything, you have nothing. Yeah, that's not called humility. To show a humble person means when you have a lot, but you don't make a big deal out of it. If you don't have anything, so then the reason why you're not making a big deal is you have nothing to make a big deal out of. So you have to have all these middos to prove your humility. So says the Ben Yoyada. Interesting. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rav Mishum Rav Chiya, Hamotzi Masoi B'Shabbos Al Rosho. Person carries an object on his head, chayev chatas. Even if you're not holding it in your hands at all, it's just on your head, chayev chatas. Even though people don't normally carry like that, shekain anshe hutzel osenkain. The people of hutzel would carry things on their head. Ask the Gemara, v'anshe hutzel ruba da'alma? Just because they're Mishigana, they carry things on their heads, that means all of us are chayev. But for everybody else, it's considered to be something strange. Are they most of the world? Do we establish things based on a minority? If you live in Hutzel and you do it that way, then for you it's normal. The Gemara still doesn't like that. Just because that's the minhag hamakom in your place, that doesn't mean it's considered to be objectively normal for the whole world. Why do we say it's subjective? Even if you live in Hutzel, if you carry it on your head, you are Pater. And she hutzel osin kain. If you want to tell me, you should be chayv because the people of hutzel do this. But la daitan etzel kol adam. Their das is batel to the rest of the world. If you look in Tosus in Tim Talomar, Tosus says, how come sometimes we say butla daita and other times we don't say butla daita? Like he gives other examples. Whether or not it was normal to grow thorns to feed camels. Take a look inside the Tosus. Mashma. Even though there's a lot of people in Hutzel who carry that, they're not chayiv. It's not considered normal. These people used to squeeze pomegranates. A person who plants thorns, Shekin Ba'arvia, in Arabia, they had a lot of horses, like in Lawrence of Arabia, they had a lot of horses. Mekaimin Kotz in Ligmaleim. I'm sorry, they had a lot of camels. Like in Lawrence of Arabia, they had a lot of camels. Mekaimin Kotz in Ligmaleim. They would grow thorns for the camels. Uparach mi dummy arvia asrahu hacha batladaita is kaladim. The Gemara seems to say you don't say batladaita over there. Tosez yisam dahasim chashuv minig arvia. No, there the minig in Arabia is chashuv to raise thorns because if you had camels you'd raise thorns too. Delcholom nami ma'alem rugmal havanam mekaimi. But this business with the squeezing pomegranates, that's considered to be strange. Even if you had pomegranates, you wouldn't squeeze them. So says Tosus. Okay, let's continue. Mishnah. Hamaskavin lahotzi lefanov volo la'achor. A person is intending to carry something in front of him, but it all of a sudden got flipped to the back. Potter, you're exempt. La'achor volo lefanov chay. But if you meant to carry something behind you, and now it flipped to come in front of you, which is a more of a protection, you're chayiv. Be'emes amru, whenever the Mishnah is be'emes amru, means that's the way we pass, and we pass in the halacha this way. A woman who wears this kind of apron, which she used to wear for tznius, bein milfaneh, bein milachareh, whether she hung something on it in front or in back, chayeves shekin roy lios choser, because it's the normal way for this thing to go to the back or to the front. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mekabli piskin, even people who were the runners who would run the king's decrees to the various places. If a guy intended that one runner take it and a different runner ends up taking it, you're chayav, even though that's not the way you originally intended it. That's the discussion here. If you carry something in one way, you end up carrying it a different way, are you chayav or not? Says the Gemara. Maishna lefanav ubalo la'achav depater. Why do you say if you meant to carry something in front of you, but then it swung around to behind you? Your pata de lo isav and machshavto, because that's not the way you want to carry it. La'achar v'balo l'fan of nami ha lo isav and machshavto. If it started out in back of you and then went in front of you, also, that's not the way you want to carry it. Amar b'lazer, tavra. So you're going to have to answer the question. Literally, tavra comes from the word shover, break it. Break the kasha by saying, Misha shanazu lo shanazu. Whoever learned the first half of the Mishnah doesn't learn the second half. Amar Rava, come on. Umay kushya. Dilma lefanav v'balo la'achrav ha'inatami depater. If you wanted to carry something in front of you in the normal way, then it went behind you. Why are you exempt? In the skaven l'shmir ma'ula, you intended to watch it in a strong way right in front of you. Also biyado shmir p'chusa uva also biyado shmir p'chusa, and it ended up happening a worse shmira. So that's not the normal way of carrying it. You didn't want to carry it that way. However, la'achrav v'balo lefanav. High in the time of the chayev, but where it started out behind you, now it's in front of you. Why you chayev? The niskavein buds habahot aso, the niskavein l'shmira pechusa, v'also be'al l'shmira meula. It ended up carrying it even in a better way. So certainly you're happy with that. Answer the Gemara Ella. My kushya. No, what was our question? Do you could the mastiz and kasha? The kasha was from a diak from the Mishnah. Hamiskavein l'otzim l'fan of v'alach or pater. Person's intending to carry in front of him and he ends up going behind him, he's exempt. If you intended to carry behind you
and then it flips to another place behind you, chayev. Ema seifa, look at the seifa. La'achav v'balo l'fanav u'dechayev. If it started behind you, comes in front of you, chayev, that would imply halach v'la'achav pater. If it started out behind you, then it flipped to a different place behind you, you'd also be pater. So that's gemara, no. I'm a laza taver misha shanazu lo shanazu. Whoever learned that first statement didn't learn the second statement. I'm Ravashi, my kushya. What's the problem? Dil malomi baikama. No, maybe you had the deek of the Mishnah wrong. The Mishnah should be read as a lomi bay. Lomi bay lachav alachav techayev, not only if you intended to carry it behind you, and it switched to a different place behind you, you chayev, the isavida machshavto. Because that's what you intended. Elafi lachav balo lefanav itzrichale. Even if you it started out behind you and then it flipped in front of you, you're also chayiv. You need to tell me that. It's a chiddush. Why? Tzalkadat the chamin. I might have thought hol v'lo esavid machshavto. I might have thought since you didn't take it out the way you wanted to, lo lechayiv kamash malon. The neskaver l'shmir b'chusav also biyado shmir ula lechayiv. You intended in a bad way, and it ended up taking it out in a better way, and therefore you're chayiv. So the Gemara says, oh, this issue is really a machlokas. If you intended to take it out one way behind you, and it ended up flipping to a different position behind you, that's a machlokas tanoim. Desanya hamotzi ma'os bepundaso. If a person carried money out in his belt, his hollow belt, upia lamala, when the opening is up, which is clear, you could watch it carefully, chayev, pia lamata, what about if the opening is facing down, so it's easy for the coins to fall out and you won't know? Rabbi Yehuda mechayev acham pochim. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're chayev, because he says, even though you can't watch it so well, nevertheless, it's the normal way to carry it. But chacham and pochim, they exempt because it's not the normal way because you can't carry watch it so well. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, iatem modim v'la'achav v'la'achav shuchayev. Don't you admit to me that if you meant to carry something behind it and it switched to another position behind it, you're chayev? Amru lo v'iatem modim k'la'achav yodo v'raglo shupater. But don't you agree that if you carry out in a weird way, you're exempt? Amr Rabbi Yehuda, ani amarti davar echad. V'hein amru davar echad. Ani lo matzatzi tshuva l'divrayim. V'hein lo matzatzi tshuva l'dvarai. I have my reason, they have their reason. They can't answer my reason, I can't answer their reason. Midukam alohu, yatem odim, lav mechlal de patri rabbanon. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, don't you agree to me by la'achav bo la'achav? Doesn't that show that the Chachamim say patr in that case? Says Gemara, no. What do you mean? That's ridiculous to think that Rabbi Yehuda would say you're chayev when you take it out in an abnormal way. So it must be everybody agrees if you intend to carry something behind you and then it flipped to a different position behind you, everyone agrees that in fact you are chayev. Because some people do carry that way, even though it's not a good watching, you can't really tell what's going on when it's behind you. La'achar yodo viraglo divriakol putter. If you carry something on the back of your hand or on your foot, everyone agrees that that's not normal. V'chipligi bepundaso pilamata. They're just arguing about the case of carrying in your belt, but the opening of the hollow belt is facing downwards. Ma'amar damer le'la'achar bo'la'achar. One person compares it to the case of la'achar bo'la'achar, and therefore you're going to be chayev. One of them says it's considered to be very, very strange that carrying it in a belt that's with the opening facing downward is like carrying something behind you and then it switches to another position behind you. And the last line of the Mishnah, if a woman wears the sinar and it flips, she's chayabas. Tana, kol be'emes halachahi. Whenever the Mishnah says be'emes amru, that means that's the halacha, we paskin that way, and no one disagrees with this. Some say be'emes amru means halacha l'moshe misinai. Rabbeinu Tam. No, not Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, "Be'emes halachi." Shemong shorot to Rebbe Levat when Rebbe wanted to tell what the halacha is, the machlokas tanaim, he would be so same like one of them, and he would say be'emes amru. Right. Yerushalmi says be'emes amru is a halacha l'moshe misinai. Even though sometimes it's the Rabbanans, it's like halacha l'moshe misinai. Fascinating. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Mekabli Piskin Tana Shekein Lav Lori Malchus, the scribes of the king Osin Kane. Sometimes they wanted to go with one runner, it ends up going to a different runner. Nevertheless, they are Chayev. Let's do a little bit more of the next Mishnah in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Kikar Lurishus Harab Mechayev. Oh, so this Mishnah is going to discuss the fascinating case of Shnayim Shasa'uah. What about if two people do a malacha together? Who's Chayev? One of them, both of them, or none of them? Hamotzi Kikar Lurishus Harabim Chayev. So a person carries a loaf of bread into Jami's Chayev. Yeah, that's obvious. We don't need that. But you need it for this point. Hotziu Shnayim Piturim. If two people carry a loaf of bread together out into Rishus Harabim, everybody's safe. They're both Pater. Lo Yachal Echad Lohotziu Votziu Shnayim Chayavin. But let's say there's something that's too heavy for one person to carry. If two people will carry something that's too heavy, they're both Chayav, Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says, even if two people join together to carry something that's too heavy for one of them to carry, Rabbi Shimon says, even in that case, they are both exempt. Amar Rida Marav, Amri Lo, Amar Abai, Amri Lo, Mastisa Tana. Zeh Yachol, Vizeh Yachol. Where both could carry that by themselves and they carry together, Rabbi Meir Mechayav. Rabbi Meir says, Yechayav. Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon Potrim, we're going to see there's two possible reasons why Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon say Potter. Either it's not the normal way for two people to carry something that one guy could have carried, or it's Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish. That since one guy could have done it by himself, each guy could tie, now I'm not really carrying it. It's the other guy, I'm just a Misayeya. We'll see. Nafkamino, what would be the case if one guy, really the normal way, right, there's two reasons why you could say putter in this case. Either because it's not normal for two people to join together to carry something that one guy could carry, so it's not normal, that's why they're putter. Or no, doesn't matter if Nick Dims is normal or not, the issue is that since one guy could carry, the second guy could always claim, I'm not really doing the carrying, he's really doing it, I'm just being a Messiah. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons? So the Achronim say the nafkamina is, let's say you have something that the normal way to carry it would be two people, but if one guy really wanted to show how strong he is, he can make himself crazy and mamish almost kill himself and carry the thing. It's theoretically possible for one guy to do it. So if it's because of Messiah, I'd still be putter, but if you tell me it's because it's not the normal way, in this case, it would be the normal way for two people, even though theoretically one person could do it. So say the Achronim. Anyway, so Amar Rabbi Ze Yochel Vze Yochel Rabbi Meir Mechayev Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon Pochim Ze Eino Yochel Vze Eino Yochel. If neither of them can carry it, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Meir Mechayevim Rabbi Shimon Poter. He has a pasuk. Ze Yochel Vze Eino Yochel. What about if one guy could carry it, but the other guy can't? Ledivrei HaKol Chayev. Everyone agrees he's Chayev. Who's Chayev? Doesn't say who's Chayev. The Gemara is going to say. Tani Nami Hochi. Hamotzi Kikar Lushus Harabim. If you carry a loaf of bread to Sarabim, Chayev. Hotziu Shnayim. If two people carry it, Rab Meir Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer. Im Lo Yachal Echad Lo Tziu Votziu Shnayim Chayavin. If neither of them could carry it, then they're both Chayev. Im Lav Piturin. Rabbi Shimon Pote. Rabbi Shimon says, even if they both could not carry it, nevertheless, he says, Potter. Should we stop here or should we go a little further? So basically, we could go a little bit further. Mino Hanimile. So where does, again, there's three different cases here. There's three cases. There's, they both could do it, they both couldn't do it, one could do it, one can't do it. Says Gemara, And there's all different opinions. Mino ani mili. Where's the source? The Tanur Rabbanan. Ba sosa. Ha'oses kulav lo'oses miktsasa. Ketzad. Shnaim shay oksim b'malgiz. Two people are holding on to a pitchfork. Velogzin. And they are gathering together the stalks of wheat. They're piling it up. Bekirker. Or they are holding on to the weaving tool, Vishoftin, and they're lining up the threads on the loom. So they're loading the loom. Vikulmus, or a quill, Vikosvin, Vikanev, Otilish, or read and they carry it. Yochel, Yuchayavin. You might think the Chayav, Tamil Lomar. Ba'asosa, Ha'osa Eskula, Velo, Ha'osa Miktsasa. A little bit more. The eagle shell devela, this type of a vessel used to pound the figs. Votzil shesarabim. Bekora, votzil shesarabim. A beam and you carry out the shesarabim. These are very heavy things. One person can't carry it. Rabbi Domer, im lo yachal adam lotzia. If each guy couldn't do it by himself, votzil shnaim, chayavin. Vim lav, but if they both could have done it, piturin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af pi shelo yachal echad lotzio, even though one guy couldn't do it by himself, votzio shnayim peturim. Lakach nemar ba'asosa yachid shasa chayev shnayim shasa ua peturin. If one guy does it by himself, he's chayev. Two guys do it, they are pater. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. The Gemara is going to go into their reasonings. We will pick this up for some tomorrow. I am not totally sure what time Daf Yomi is going to be tomorrow because I don't know, the minyanim that BMW set up were 8 and 8:30, or I think 8 and 8:30. So I think I'm going to be davening at 8, so I may have to push the Daf Yomi back to 7:15. I should know very shortly, so I apologize for the late notice, but Daf Yomi tomorrow morning is likely going to be at 7:15 before the 8 o'clock minyan, okay? So it's probably 7:15 tomorrow. Maybe I'll just tentatively call it the 17th. Have a wonderful week and a great night, everybody.
Good luck, Rabbi.
Good luck, Rabbi.
Good luck, Rabbi. Thank you.